and welcome to another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Here we are, tub thumping with you on a Tuesday night. It'll be up on a Wednesday. But yeah, when I post this. But yeah.
That took many takes, guys, by the way.
It took one take. Okay, don't listen to
Hayden. Many takes.
At least three.
Well, guys, week 15. The season's almost over. Hard December games on the road. Nick, I don't know if you got to get the joke from last week, but me and Hayden like to
we're gonna
talk about it more about hard road, going to tough wins on the road in December
against all odds.
Yep. All right, well,
yeah,
let's start off.
It's just football weather, guys.
Let's start off with Jets Ravens. Ravens beat the Jets.
Now we're 42-21.
Well, let's mention Lamar Jackson surpassed Michael Vick for most rushing yards in a season. I feel like that's important to say.
Big trust.
Is he the first non-convicted felon to rush for 1,000
yards
in a season?
Uh-oh. You know, y'all see that they're asking for him to
not be removed from the Pro Bowl?
I find
that
dumb, but like...
Removed from the Pro Bowl? Why?
Yeah.
Because
people don't like Michael Vick.
You know, even though he served his time and now goes around donating money for...
Oh, you meant Michael Vick. I thought...
What? What'd you think we said?
I thought you said Pro Bowl, and I thought you were talking...
Yeah, yeah, he's like a Pro Bowl captain, I think.
Yeah, oh, okay, captain. I thought you were talking about Lamar Jackson getting in the Pro Bowl. That's my bad.
He probably will, the way these standings are shaping on how the team looking. All right,
but it won't be by force. It'll be because he makes it to the Super Bowl.
He'll be busy.
Yeah, he'll be busy that week.
We assume. All right, well, let's move on. For me, Patriots-Bengals comes up.
Same. I'm not signed in, so I have a normal lineup.
Yeah. Again. Oh, I guess. Is mine not signed in? I am signed in, but I guess
you probably would
first.
Because the Patriots would be first, regardless.
Yeah.
Anyways, the Patriots and Bengals.
Patriots
played.
Beat the Bengals 34-13.
I would like to point out Andy Dalton was the leading passer, 17 for 31, 151 yards. Just like to throw that out there.
Tom Brady sucks.
But... The Patriots suck trash on offense. Luckily, the defense turned it up. I think Pro Football Focus came out with Stephon Gilmore has allowed zero touchdowns against Stephon Gilmore have scored zero touchdowns, but Stephon Gilmore has two touchdowns on the year when being targeted. So, two pick sixes. He's good for you.
What else?
Can I not talk
Moving
about
on.
Him being
this
a great
game was an
cornerback?
Absolute wash.
You said enough.
Okay.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Detroit Lions 38-17.
Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston is doing this with like absolutely nobody at receiver now because Godwin's out, Mike Evans is out, everybody's just out here pulling their hamstrings.
Yeah, drink some water, eat a banana. There's not much to say. The Lions are done. The Buccaneers are still eliminated.
Yeah, the Lions blow.
Jameis Winston's a
boo.
Moving on.
Damn,
that was better than your one the other
you,
day.
You shouldn't.
But,
God, you should know.
He leads in yards, second in passing touchdowns. Godwin and Mike Evans are top five in receiving yards.
Godwin
is top five in receiving touchdowns. They're a weird team. Can I give a hot take real quick?
Sure.
Jameis is the worst, best quarterback to ever exist.
Well, one, I came to the conclusion just statistically that Jameis is better than Brett Favre. Like I said, really dumb take because I just looked at statistics. I don't know any of the NFL's histories like in the 90s and how Brett Favre won a Super Bowl
or how the Packers. Clutch. I feel like clutch factor definitely has to play into this.
But I will say that if the Buccaneers had any sort of a defense, they might be. And if Jameis could turn down on the just a little on the interceptions, they'd be. I mean, like, they're in the playoffs if they're the AFC and the NFC East.
I think that they might finish with a winning record, guys.
Yeah,
it might happen.
Yeah, it's enough Bucks. Talk,
we joked.
Like,
we joked earlier about them finishing second in this division.
Yeah,
it's actually gonna happen. It looks like
that's enough Bucks talk. The Green Bay Packers beat the dirty, stinky Chicago Bears 21-13.
Bears fucked up a game-ending play.
Bears.
They had a
no. They're tight
ended. That would have made it.
Wait,
in the
hang
end zone.
On. The Bears fucking up is a yearly tradition. It's okay.
And now they're officially. Well, not officially,
eliminated.
But let's be honest.
They're gone.
They're done.
No, they're done. It's officially done.
Mitch Trubisky, for some reason, throwing 53 times. I don't know the logic behind that one.
Matt Nagy, the offensive genius, mastermind, wonder boy.
It doesn't show any turnovers on this initial thing. I don't know if that happens.
He may have had a fumble. No, he had an interception. Oh, okay. He had at least one.
So he did turn the ball over. So no clean sheet for him.
He threw one to a defensive line.
What?
Yeah, he had two
interceptions. Do y'all think the Bears really – I think they're just a quarterback move off. Like, I didn't think that going into this year.
Probably.
I thought that Trubisky played decent enough last year where you could improve on it. But he's regressed a lot, and –
They might have to stick with him, though.
No, like, but the thing is that he hasn't been extended. Because I remember reading a tweet some months ago, which is that there's two types of mistakes an NFL franchise can make, which is drafting the wrong quarterback, but the worst mistake you can make is extending the wrong quarterback.
Okay, I have an interesting proposal.
Yeah, which is, would you rather be the Bears or the Rams?
Guys.
Go ahead.
Let's say the Tampa Bay Bucks don't sign Jameis Winston this year. Should the Bears pick him up?
Yeah.
That's an immediate improvement at quarterback because at least you're getting some good. With Trubisky, you're mostly getting bad. So I do think it would make them a good team, at least a contending team.
We can evaluate what they decide to do later on.
But
for now, the Bears – say it with me, everybody. The Bears still suck.
Well.
The Bears have sucked for the better part of 3 decades. They're irrelevant. They're trash.
Don't they have as many Super Bowls as the Packers in, like, the last 30 years?
The playoffs more recently.
Well,
And look who's eliminated from the playoffs.
But what I said was still correct.
Oh, didn't Brett Favre beat the Bledsoe Patriots? It's like 45-7, right?
Wait, Nick, does Brett Favre does he have 2 MVPs? I know he has 1. Does he have 2?
He should have. He could have had a third one. That 2009.
No, he does not have 3.
No, I was gonna say he could have that 2009 year. Still stunning. What were they, a field goal away from beating the Saints?
2009?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, he played for the Vikings? Yeah. And they fucked up and turned the ball over late in the game?
I believe Brett Favre actually has 3 MVPs.
Okay, that's surprising.
No, I'm pretty sure he holds a record for something with that.
And that pretty much just eliminates Johan's argument that Jameis Winston is comparable to Brett Favre. Just wanted to throw that out there. Will Jameis Winston pass Brett Favre for most interceptions in NFL history? I say yes.
It depends Brett how much of a leash Jameis has.
Well, Jameis Winston's Brett Favre really was young right now.
Hey, shut up, both of you. Brett Favre is the first and only NFL quarterback to ever win 3 consecutive MVP
awards. What the hell? I thought it was just 2, and it was 3 consecutive?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild to me. It's going to be interesting to see. We haven't talked about this on the podcast, but we're making our own top 5 players at each position this century. It'll be interesting to see where Brett Favre falls on that list, if he does fall on the list.
There are a couple players that I keep reminding myself, I'm like, oh, they exist. Like, I had a random, like, I was just randomly there, and I had an epiphany. I'm like, oh, shit, Marshawn Lynch played, like, was in this decade. Or, like, this decade. Like,
well, go ahead. I was going to say, we're basing this list off of players who played from the year 2000 until the year 2020.
Yeah, and most
their stats before then would not matter.
And so, I guess at least half of their career this decade? Or this century?
Yeah, at least half of their career must be played in the 2000s. This is because Johan got all pissy about the NFL All-Time 100 list. Because he doesn't
anybody,
the purpose of
anybody
of that list.
In a T-bar helmet should not be allowed to be on an all-time list.
I mean, that's just totally
wrong. It's just like how I...
That's just so wrong.
I'm just saying that
is wrong.
You've openly admitted to knowing... Hang on. You've openly admitted to knowing nothing about NFL history.
Just like I don't know much about NBA history.
I don't know.
But I'll tell you what. I'll tell you this. Scary Terry would put Jerry West in a hospital. So, like, I don't know. Athletes are built differently these days.
I think that's a hot take.
You don't know anything about
NFL history. I need Bismack Biyombo.
No, don't mention him. No,
I need Bismack Biyombo on Bill Russell.
Makes me cringe.
I need
that name to me. Oh my gosh, Bismack Biyombo.
I mean, that's just such a strange pick. Johan, do you know how many great NFL players existed before the year 1997 or whatever?
I wouldn't acknowledge them, though.
I mean, have you ever heard of Dick Butkus?
Oh, Richard Butkus is my favorite name of all time.
He said Dick Butkus.
Richard Butkus.
No.
Or have a Ray Nitschke.
No. I just know that Joe Namath.
Fred Biletnikoff?
Well, that's why it's called the Biletnikoff Award.
Yeah, but apparently, hey, if you play before 1970, you're isn't the
Biletnikoff Award receivers? Apparently.
Yeah. He's a
Hall I call it the receiver. Jerry Rice trophy.
Guys,
the Jerry Rice Award.
I just thought of this.
Lin Swan.
In 40, 50 years, we're going to be those old Curry guys Lambeau. Talking about Lamar Jackson and all these players.
Oh,
and
dude,
these
yeah.
kids are going to
no,
be like,
right,
what
right,
the fuck
right.
are you talking
you're
about?
Right,
I don't
right.
give a shit about these players. Or they might not even know if the NFL exists because it could be done by then. So dude, that's
Yo.
Also another thought.
Well, Johan knows nothing,
Yo,
about
alive.
Nothing but garbage takes this apply. The Houston Texans beat the Tennessee
Which
Titans.
I'm interested, yeah, I'm interested on Nick's take on this.
The winning streak comes to an end. He'll still make the playoffs, though. Don't worry.
Will they?
Don't worry.
I think
they will. Hey, a 10-6 team. Will still make the playoffs.
I believe the Steelers are still currently ahead of them right now.
They are.
But Nick, the fact that means they have to beat the Saints and then the Texans again. That's a tough ask.
But there's going to be Drew Brees. Hey. I think if I'm correct, it's going to be his first outdoor game since that Rams game earlier in the year.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm pretty sure. I know I was reading a stat. I do forgive.
Nothing like December.
Nothing like December.
That's like
football.
The Falcons and Saints
right.
like play like 90% of their games indoors. It's insane.
Well, they – all their home
I know,
games,
yeah,
so.
It, but like it's still insane to think about. It makes sense, but it's just it's crazy to think about.
Let's go through these other.
Well, this was a big
game.
Do you not want to mention anything on this? Or you just want to breeze by because your Ryan Tannehill comeback tour halted for a bit.
It's fine. He's gonna make the
he
playoffs.
Will,
it's
are you?
Okay.
I will. I don't have any no. money. I will bet you they probably don't make it to the playoffs. I have to look at the Steelers schedule before I make that bet, though. But I'm pretty confident
I mean,
they won't
I,
make
I,
the
I don't
playoffs.
Want to take the little money you have left. It's okay.
I don't think
the Steelers
will
at least beat the Jets, and the Ravens might not be playing for anything the last week of the year. So, yeah, I just want to throw that
all
out
right.
there.
When the Texans lose both remaining games, the Titans win both their remaining games, isn't it? Don't worry.
The Texans
have faith in. Ryan
I do not. The Texans play the Bucs on Saturday.
Oh, I want you. I tell, hey, you tell that to Miami Dolphins fans, bro.
Have it. Yeah, hold
I'll tell
the
you
faith.
A lot.
But the Texans remain the hottest and coldest team at the same time in the NFL, week to week.
The Chiefs beat the Broncos, big surprise.
In a
the
snow
Dolphins,
game.
The Giants played a game.
A snow game.
Oh,
hey,
you
Jinx.
Jerk each other
apparently
off?
We're not allowed
right,
to like
let's
snow games, Johan. That's what I
The Giants beat the Dolphins. Whoop de fucking do.
Eli Manning.
The Seahawks beat the Panthers. Garbage
20
time.
20 to 28.
Shut up.
283
shut
yards.
Up.
Two touchdowns.
Shut
you
wait,
shut
Seahawks,
up.
Seahawks Panthers
shut
shows up,
up.
For you.
I'm in charge here.
I don't even see that on my...
No, I'm just going through the irrelevant games really quickly. Seahawks beat
well,
the Panthers.
Oh, my thing updated for some reason. It reset all the games. All right.
When the Raiders lost the blue lead to the Jaguars. Whoop de fucking do.
In
the
last
yeah,
game in the black hole.
Yep.
Last game in the black hole.
And of course,
sad
there were lasers
they lost.
Being pointed on the field during the game.
You
just got it.
Minshew got. They booed Derek Carr off.
The Vikings blew out the Chargers.
Kenyon Drake, four touchdowns.
The
Look
Chargers,
4-5
game.
In a new home.
Was not interesting for the second. Week in a row. A disappointing
I mean,
Chargers 4-5 game.
Johan's 5-9 undefeated team isn't doing too well.
Can't be undefeated if you're 5-9.
Yeah, I know. That's why your prediction makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, you're absolutely gosh darn right. But, hey, Bills in the playoffs.
We didn't. Johan, you
the Saints also dropped
bitch.
A bomb on the Colts.
We're not there yet.
Drew Brees is a first ballot Hall of
Oh,
fame,
we're
right?
okay. We're shipping Monday.
How do you
here,
not?
Okay.
How do you not get a perfect passer rating?
That's what I want to know. What more does he have to do?
Not miss a wide open check, though.
Like, you see players with much, I mean, with much worse stats getting a perfect passer rating. And it always seems like Drew Brees gets a record on Monday Night Football when he plays. So
yeah.
I don't know how they scheduled those games that perfectly.
He got passing yards, didn't he, last year?
Yeah.
He got passing yards last year. Yeah. And last game, in this game against the Colts, he actually got highest completion percentage
in a game.
And, of course, passing touchdowns.
Yeah.
But no perfect passer rating because
now let's breeze through the other irrelevant games. The Bills beat the Steelers.
How is that irrelevant?
That's not irrelevant. That's a big game. For
all
the Bills.
Games are irrelevant to me. The Bills.
Hey, aren't
beat
you
the
a
Steelers.
Packers fan? Y'all are gonna lose like in the divisional on an onside kick again.
That was
the championship. But
my
get
bad.
Your facts
it does,
right.
Does it
facts
matter?
Right.
Your franchise. Yeah. Stop hey, your franchise is irrelevant, so nobody cares. Let us talk about these important games.
Hey, most
your
franchise in the league.
Yeah,
historic
my ass. Six Super Bowls
in
20 years. Your
pathetic
franchise has won one in the last 20.
Fame teams. most successful quarterbacks.
And all that for one such Super Bowl since, what, 1995?
Ooh, I like Super this. Bowls.
So, hey, yeah, I keep hearing about that great quarterback, but no front office to help him out.
Yeah, what about it?
Pathetic-ass franchise.
I mean, not all of us cheat, Johan.
It doesn't matter. Well, cheat smarter then. Tell your players to do better.
No, we have integrity. We don't cheat. There's
fantastic. And nothing to show for it. Nothing to show for it.
I really respect David.
Nothing.
The empty Super
nothing
Bowl
to show. Absolutely.
I think that was a super good owner move.
David Tepper's awesome. He paid all the money to get the MLS franchise to Charlotte as well.
So, wait, but is he the owner of it? Or is he
Yeah,
the...
he paid the $325 million fee in his own money without any
help. So he is the owner of that franchise then?
Yeah, he's the owner.
Okay.
They're going to play the games 30... in the Panther Stadium. By the way, I think I'm going to have to cheer for the Charlotte team as much as that kind of kills me. Because apparently they want to set up a rivalry, so I kind of have to do what I have to do.
But have a rivalry with Orlando, I guess. Not really.
Well, Orlando can't beat you guys. Or beat, I guess, well, it's still my team.
Hey, Nick, he already said you guys.
I know, I already said it.
He already said you guys. Oh, no. He made the turn already. What was I going to say?
Apparently I
did. Yeah, the MLS is going to need to work on, because they got 30 teams, and at some point they're going to have to start relegating people. If they want to.
Well, I mean, because what? What's their limit going to be? Like,
it doesn't seem like they have one anytime soon.
Relegation's going to be tough. They might just expand the
playoffs.
No,
they need
again.
To. No. I don't know. They don't – there isn't – every other country has 20 teams, and they could work on – they could work
so
with it. Other
you're
than,
saying
and Mexico
the MLS
has relegation.
Should expand to 40 and then have two different leagues.
Yeah, and then that way – what's going to suck is that if Charlotte FC, as I'll call them for right now, if they suck, they're in a Panther Stadium. They're not going to get anybody.
Oof.
Are they playing in the Panther Stadium?
They will be playing in the Panther Stadium. But David Tepper wants to build a new stadium. So that'll happen eventually.
But then they just
renovated
Johan, Bank
of
America.
But Johan, I don't think the MLS will do relegation because that's going to kill the fanfare for these teams. People already don't care enough. And if they're rooting for a team in the second tier league... They're just gonna give up and not give a shit.
I don't know. Just might as well make it relegation shit.
Okay,
it's already
we need to get back.
They won't make it relegation because they don't want to be like Europe. They want to appeal to American sports fans.
Exactly.
American sports fans are too bandwagon based. If their team goes down a division, they're gonna stop watching.
Exactly.
Hey man, RIP.
Can we talk about
FC?
The Buffalo Bills?
Nah, that is specifically geared towards Johan because if the team sucks, you can't cheer for them. But
can we talk about the Buffalo Bills? I want to ask you guys how
I'm down.
Do you believe they can win a playoff game?
Not really.
Well, Hayden.
Let's say they play the Texans first round.
Hayden, this is a playoff atmosphere. You know what
yeah,
it is?
Yeah, playoff atmosphere.
December game.
Late in December game up
on
north
the road,
in the cold
up,
against
on
an
the
historic
road,
franchise.
On the road. Hey, you got to pull
with
out
the terrible
tough ones.
Towels in the air, man.
Is this supposed to be one of those funny jokes like Moxie for backup quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh.
What was it? Something Barkley? I forgot his name.
Charles?
No.
Saquon?
No. He was the former quarterback for oh my gosh. That's a throwback. No, he was the former quarterback for the USC Trojans like years ago.
Matt Barkley?
Yeah.
Matt Barkley. He was waving around his jersey. He was like doing the terrible towel thing, but with it. Buffalo's made the playoffs, what, twice in the last 3 years with Sean McDermott as coach?
Something like that.
Yeah, twice in the past 3 years.
Who cares?
I mean, they're gonna play the four seed, and the four seed's gonna be the AFC South team.
Are we even sure yet? They play New England this week.
New England's gonna have to lose, like we discussed last week, though. New England's gonna have to lose their final two games in order for the Bills to win the division, which I don't think's gonna happen.
Miami Miracle Part Two, but yeah, Bills win a tough one and lock up a playoff spot. So kudos to them.
Congrats to the Bills.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, haha.
Nicholas?
Tough win on the road.
Take control.
What about the Bills? The Falcons beat the 49ers.
And a
game.
Shocker. I know Johan has something he wants to say because he hates the Niners for some reason. So, Johan, I'm going to give you the floor.
Because they're a successful franchise in the past. And, you know.
Oh, I mean, they're
the past
I mean,
doesn't matter.
I mean, no, they have six Super Bowl rings. That's a lot more than the past.
Well, according to you,
I'm
the past doesn't
sure.
matter.
No, you're. I mean.
No, that's exactly what you said. If you anything before the date you were born is irrelevant.
Yeah, but they made, like,
But I mean, I'm quoting.
You're right. They're irrelevant.
Yeah.
I mean, they have our leftovers. So that's nice. Kyle Shanahan lost his game against the Falcons in a horrible bad beat. For all you gamblers out there, call 1-800-GAMBLING if you have a gambling problem. But yeah, frauds. You lose to the Falcons at home. While they're on the road. Hey, tough one for the Falcons here, Hayden.
No, shut up.
In December.
They're out of the playoffs.
In the north. They're in California.
Shut up.
But yeah. 49ers, frauds, they're still going to make the playoffs. That video of George Kittle driving a guy down and laughing is hilarious.
George Kittle's a beast, man. Him and McCaffrey were trying to help me out. They were trying best they could, but wasn't.
Hey, Dan Quinn's also trying his best to save a job, and the NFC is laughing.
The NFC is colluding. The whole NFC is colluding to keep Dan Quinn as the Falcons head coach, and it's going to be fun because they're probably going to keep him. At this point.
And now, with that loss, the Seattle Seahawks are officially a one seed. So that Week 17 that matchup is getting
that will be the Sunday night game. I guarantee it.
Titans were on there last year and they had no business being on
there. We don't want to see Blaine Gabbert in that final game again, all right? I don't even know if the Titans still have him, but, you know, that's what we had to deal with last year.
Well,
so.
No, they're back. All right, we're going to move Mariota, on. So.
This 49ers loss sets up the Packers to potentially get the one seed. That's nice.
Oh, my gosh.
God, it makes me want to vomit.
I mean, you say, oh, my gosh, the Packers win both their games. There you go.
Don't y'all have a Monday nighter you have to focus on?
I don't think the Packers control their own destiny to the one seed. If the Niners win out, then the Niners get the one seed because they own the tiebreaker.
Seahawks have to beat the 49ers.
Oh, that's okay. Well, yeah. Why would that matter though? Because the Seahawks already have
the Seahawks would have to go 1-1.
But that loss couldn't be to the Niners.
Yeah.
I don't think the Packers get in the one seed. I think you're reaching a little bit on this one.
I'm just going through the scenarios.
Have we talked about the Cowboys Rams game?
No.
Cowboys beat the Rams. The Rams still suck.
I honestly didn't really watch this game. I was actually watching the Falcons and Niners.
I did. Cooper Kupp saved my ass in fantasy.
Well, he didn't save you, but he ended the game. He put the final.
Just wanted to say so two things. The Rams are 8-6. They're eliminated from playoff contention. Meanwhile, the Cowboys are 7-7. Control their destiny to the playoffs.
Well, I don't think the Rams are officially eliminated.
I'm pretty sure they're officially out.
The Rams aren't eliminated, though.
I think if the Vikings lose out, I think the Rams would make it if they went out.
The Rams,
oh yikes,
probably won't be eliminated till the end of the final week.
Depending on if they lose next week, because if they lose next week, they'd be done.
Oh yeah.
And they play the Niners next week on
NFL needs to do away
Saturday.
With the home field advantage for division winners.
That is true. I think we got into that in one of the podcasts.
Yeah, we did last week, I think.
Yeah, so we don't have to.
No 13-3 teams have to go on the road to play.
No, I agree.
No, that's true.
But that's going to happen, but that team's going to win. So the Cowboys just going to get shit stomped in that game. Or the Eagles.
Anybody else think that the NFL should reseed and just let both conferences play each other in the playoffs? Seeing as travel?
No. I say that even with my favorite team being in the NFC, which is the superior conference most years.
Years. You act like it hasn't been 2 decades.
Well, like this year, you could argue the AFC could be better. You could argue. You can make an argument. It's been the closest this year than in other years. So that's why I said that. So, all right, guys. Anything else you want to talk about?
I mean, the Eagles got a win against the Redskins to save their ass.
Oh, yeah.
Carson Wentz thread the needle to Greg Ward. Poor Carson Wentz, man. He has nobody out there for him. I mean, I don't think they have like, what, maybe 2 or 3 receivers. It's like Greg Ward, who was, to everybody who remembers when Houston beat Florida, was it? No, Houston beat TCU, was it? Or Florida State, one of those two. Greg Ward was a quarterback for Houston a few years ago when Tom Herman was still there.
Wow.
Just a random fact. And then he played as like a receiver in the AAF, and now he's a receiver in the NFL.
All right, and on that side note, have we missed any other games that we need to talk about?
Nah, most of these games are irrelevant. So.
All righty then.
All right.
Well, there's week 15 for you guys.
There it is, yeah. Now, Hayden, your power rankings.
Oh, we are doing our power rankings first. Okay. So my power rankings, the methodology is a little different this week. That's why you see a little bit of a change from last week. This week, since we're getting
changing
late...
Changing the rules to fit your narrative. Nice.
Well, it's my power rank, so I can go where the fuck I want. But since we're getting late in the year, I feel like it's time for the power rankings to have more of a focus on who I think are the teams that are most likely to win the Super Bowl. That's my main factor into the power rankings now. So that's why there's a little bit of a change. There's not much change, but there is a little bit from last week. So I'm just going to go ahead and say the Seahawks come in at number 5. They actually dropped from last week. And
didn't they beat your favorite team?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean much. Kyle Allen's a bum. He turns the ball over every time he looks at the defense. But, like, the Seahawks, I still like them. They're at 5 on this list. But there's a controversial team on this list that I'm going to get hate on. But I'm just going to go ahead and say it. The Patriots are at number 4. They weren't ranked last week. I took them out of my power rankings. But I feel like we doubt the Patriots every single year, and they still make it to the Super Bowl. And they're
Bill Belichick
right
has them right where he wants them.
Honestly. Like,
I'll tell you this. I want to see that historic defense because you know what? In the playoffs, in when it's January, usually you know how they say defense wins championships?
Yeah.
You know, this could – you know, I have a – this is going to sound weird. It's the reverse Patriots history in a way. Brady went from being game manager and having strong defenses, and now, like, 17 years later, he's back to being a game manager with an elite defense.
Well, that's because he can't do anything else.
Except for check the ball down.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have the ability to do anything else.
Go ahead, Hayden.
All right, so my top 3 from last week still remains unchanged. I'll just blitz through them. The Saints at 3, the Niners stay at 2, and the Ravens at 1. I guess the Niners at 2 is still controversial, but I think the Niners win the division. That's why I have them at 2, and I think they get the 1 seed. So I think the whole NFC is going to go through the Santa Clara, not San Francisco.
Yeah, but I'd take New Orleans in Santa Clara. I'd take Seattle in Santa Clara.
I mean,
I'm just saying that
if we're being honest, you look at the Ravens. The Ravens don't have many flaws. The teams 2 through 5, they all have flaws. So you can debate where you're going to put these teams, and we can argue. But each team has
flaws.
Can you
name their flaws? At least the Saints and 49ers.
The Saints and
the
49ers, their flaw is Garoppolo. I still don't fully trust him yet. That's their flaw. The Saints have been inconsistent throughout the year.
Nick, help me out because you also listen to Footballers. Or I don't know if Footballers brought this up. No, I'm just saying, aren't the 49ers like, isn't the 49ers defense like top 5 in like yards allowed? Or like to bottom 5 in yards allowed? At passing yards? Okay, never mind.
Well, I mean, even if that's a fact,
they do have a good
D-line. It's bend but don't break defense. That's a pretty good philosophy to have, as long as you don't break.
The thing is that you usually want to have a quarterback you could trust in, and with the Saints, there's a quarterback you can trust in if it's bend, don't break. With the Patriots,
listen,
Brady
if the
in
Saints
January
are getting home field,
could work.
I'm putting the Saints at 2 and the 49ers at 3.
I'm putting the Saints at 1 if they get home field.
No,
I genuinely mean
I think the Ravens could go into New Orleans and beat the Saints.
I don't know.
I would bet
man.
On that to happen.
I think Peyton has yet to, or he's only lost one game in the playoffs in New Orleans. Isn't this year? No, this year's Super Bowl's in Miami. Never mind. I thought it was good. If it was indoors, that'd be even crazier. I don't know. Go ahead.
I mean,
for me,
the Ravens are a considerable gap above the rest of the league right now. And, I mean, they're the easy favorite to win the Super Bowl. And, of course, they're the favorite for Vegas, too, ahead of all these other teams as well.
Question. Do you think if Kansas City goes into Baltimore, do you think they can win that?
No.
You think that the Ravens would win?
I think the Ravens
would win that?
I think the Ravens would win. On the road or at home? In that, of course, they would be playing on the road, but I think they could if
they played earlier. The Ravens lost.
Yeah, but the Ravens weren't that team yet. They got hot, and now they're feeling pretty confident about themselves. So to recap the list: Seahawks at 5, Patriots at 4, Saints at 3, Niners at 2, Ravens at 1. And yeah.
Next up is
Nicholas.
All right. See, you guys get four players wrong. You should probably be getting right. Hey, you're going to be first up. Johan knows who this guy plays first. For. Justin Watson.
Johan knows this guy?
Yeah, he's a superstar. Yeah.
A superstar.
Superstar.
A stud, dude.
Okay, he's not a superstar. Let's be honest.
That's what you think.
If he was a superstar, yeah. I would probably know who he is. Justin Watson. Okay.
Obviously not.
If Johan knows him, it's probably because of fantasy football, so that means he's an offensive player. I don't know if that helps me out, but I'm going to...
The opportunity's there for the taking.
Justin Watson. I'm going to go...
Got a lot of ability.
It's probably some... It's probably a team not in the playoffs or a team that's borderline in the playoffs. I would go. Fuck. I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
Nope. Wide receiver for the
Tampa
Buccaneers.
Bay Buccaneers. Him and Breshad Perriman, man.
Yeah.
He was the other receiver. I'm doing the damn thing. Perriman. Oh, damn.
Yeah, no Scotty Miller. You got
to
play.
Breshad Perriman was drafted to the Ravens, right? Yeah,
first round.
No, he. Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah.
Bust. All right.
Sometime.
I'm trying to decide. Do you want to go back to back?
No, give Johan one.
All right, Hayden. Oh, Andrew Van Ginkle.
What the fuck? Well, I'll be honest. If you're giving me an offensive lineman, that's not fair because I'm not going to guess
up.
Any.
Can I guess position? Because that sounds like a – you know what that name, Andrew Van Ginkle, sounds like 70s fullback with a neck pad.
No,
this guy's an offensive lineman, and it's not fair because I'm not going to know offensive
lineman. Or a linebacker. Play the NFL Films theme right behind him, watching him in slow-mo.
Can you say his name again? It's not going to help, but...
Andrew Van Ginkle.
Fuck it. I'm going to say the Steelers.
Nope, plays the Miami Dolphins.
What position was he?
He's a linebacker.
Ha! I told you! He's going to end up being a fullback or a linebacker.
You should have said the Dolphins.
Please don't. Now I'm gonna look up if he wears a neck pad. Van Ginkle.
Oh,
sounds
he totally
like
wears a neck pad. He has to.
No, he doesn't.
That last name.
The only player who wears a pussy pad is the Cowboys linebacker.
Oh, Van Der Esch?
Yeah, Van Der Esch.
Okay, I look up.
Yeah, you don't see those
soccer player.
You don't see those pads anymore.
Plays for PSV.
All right, Johan.
Johan, here you go. Juwan Bentley.
What a name. Got the Bentley as the last name.
The spelling of the first name is crazy.
I
believe it's pronounced Jawan.
Jauwan. Is that how it is?
Yep.
Yo,
with an
apostrophe. This
Van
Ginkle
yeah.
guy, bro. Oh man, he played for Wisconsin.
Yeah, of course.
Perfect
he did.
Name. Perfect name for a Wisconsin player. All right.
Juwan Bentley.
I'm happy I spelled his name right.
I'm gonna go with something
for that.
Cornerback for the Arizona Cardinals.
No, he's a linebacker for the New England Patriots.
Ha!
Johan!
I love this. I told you I don't know Patriot names.
How do you not? Do you not watch their games?
No,
he
doesn't.
Have a chance to.
Oh my.
I just know Landon
I'm
Roberts
you,
and Jamie Collins
care.
And Dante Hightower.
All right, Johan. I decided to double down on the Jawans because you have Jawan Williams now.
Oh man.
Spelled differently though. This Juwan has another great spelling.
Juwan Williams. I feel like I know that name from somewhere.
He spells Juwan Jouan.
Oh. Yeah,
wow. What a spelling.
Johan, I swear if this is another Patriots player and you get it wrong, you gotta just leave the podcast.
Hayden may have been on something when he said the name sounds familiar.
Oh, he's
he's not a Panthers player.
I was going to say, maybe he's a...
I think that... I don't know what team he plays for, but I think I know where Nick's headed with this.
I'm going to go with he's a safety for the Seattle Seahawks.
Nope. He's a lineman for the New England Patriots.
No way!
This is funny.
No way! Johan, if I were you, I would have just guessed Patriots just to know.
I was going to, but nah. What's the fun in that?
I know you're the only one who's gotten one right, but at least Nick can't hit me with Panther players. Like, come on, bro.
Justin Watson's a pretty easy name to know, if we're being honest.
No, it's not. He was not on the team to start the season.
Hayden doesn't even know who Andy Isabella is.
Hayden? Oh, man.
No! We've talked about him at least 50 times!
The Cardinals?
Okay.
Yeah.
The wide receiver for the Cardinals?
Yes. Okay.
All right. But, Johan, you can't give me any shit because you don't know
Patriots. I'd like to point out I named two starters. I didn't even give you random practice squad players.
I haven't even got to
Nick,
watch
I'll be
Patriots
honest. If in the future you give us any offensive linemen, which I'm thankfully you don't do,
Ginkle.
We ain't going to get those right. So you
what
might
not my fault you don't know your rosters.
Offensive, I don't. Honestly, you might be able to hit me with a Panthers offensive lineman, and I might not get it. Like, it's not a position that I think about, because it's not, like, a position. They only mention that position in the game if there's a holding call. That's it.
I know the Packers offensive lineman.
Because they hold all the time.
No, they don't. Because they're all pros, and I know my team's roster.
Okay, well, only one made it to the Pro Bowl, so.
Yeah, well, you know.
And it was Batiari, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yeah, he's the best left tackle in the game.
All right. And he can chug a beer. So, unlike another person on that team who won't be mentioned.
Sorry, my quarterback has to keep his body clean. I'm sure Tom Brady can't drink alcohol, so.
We don't know that.
Yes, this dude eats kale three times a day. He does not drink alcohol.
Maybe he drinks wine.
He does not. No. Tom Brady eats raw kale in warm water.
Alrighty.
Kale in warm water.
That's his diet, dude. He's a plant. He's a vegetable. Oh. You have to sit out in the sun for 8 hours to maintain balanced photosynthesis.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
This Van Ginkle name really wants to. I just want to look up the.
How do you spell it?
Van Ginkle, like Ginkel. But I want to find he totally gives off I'm telling you, he gives off neck pad vibes. He doesn't wear one, but he totally does. And I want to look up. And I want to look up like 70s fullback names.
All right, let's move on here. Let's pick these next week games.
Wait, do we not want to mention our Pro
Bowl
snubs?
Oh, yeah. Me and Hayden have some Pro Bowl snubs to get into. Johan doesn't know because Johan doesn't know NFL.
Larry Sonka.
What about – hang on. Who's Larry Sonka? You know?
I just looked it up.
Who's Larry Sonka? Don't read it off the internet. Don't read. Close the browser. Tell me who Larry
Johan
Sonka is.
Johan probably –
fullback for the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, all-time Miami Dolphins leading rusher, first ballot Hall of Famer.
That says more about the rushers than it does about him.
No, because Miami Dolphins are also the only team in history to support 3 1,000-yard rushers.
Dallas will beat it a little.
I mean, no team's ever going to do that, so.
What a name, Bronco Nagurski. That's a good one.
All right,
okay,
talk about the Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl snubs. I really only have one that bothers me. And it's because, and I'll just go ahead and say it, it's Jarvis Landry making it in over Julian Edelman.
Moose Johnston.
Johan, you're just interrupting our serious segment. We're trying to be serious for once, okay?
My bad.
So I don't know. I mean, Nick Chubb deservingly made it, but I can't think of any other Browns player that deserves to make it. Julian Edelman literally had more yards, more touchdowns, and I don't know how many more catches he had, or if he did, but more yards and more touchdowns, I feel like that's enough to where you should make it into the Pro Bowl over someone else.
But isn't the Pro Bowl just fan votes?
Do you guys not have more fans than the Cleveland Browns?
I don't know.
Apparently,
it's not just fan vote. Fan vote and media members.
Fan vote is actually 1/3, and then coaches and players and media. I don't think media members.
Do the media members not vote?
No, I think it's coaches with 1/3 and players with 1/3, and then fans with 1/3. So yeah, I just don't know how Edelman doesn't make it, especially over a Browns
Chippy
receiver.
White guy. So brings his lunch pail to work.
Nick, I'm interested in yours.
Mine's gonna be hot because you guys are gonna be like, "What?" And then I'll bring up stats so you guys know he didn't have that good of a season. He's actually having a bad season for this player. Khalil Mack shouldn't be a Pro Bowler.
He shouldn't.
Should not. Hell no.
Who would you replace him with?
All right. Well, let me first back up this claim. Khalil Mack went under defense as an outside linebacker.
Yep.
Chandler Jones, Khalil Mack, and Shaquille Barrett. Shaquille Barrett leads the NFL in sacks by 1.5 at 16.5. He deserves to be there. Chandler Jones is in second with 15.
Khalil Mack is a starter for the Pro Bowl, by the way, over Shaquille Barrett.
Yeah. That's an issue. So, well, would you say an outside linebacker, pass rusher, is his most important stat sacks or tackles for loss? I think it's sacks.
Well, what's the – okay, I'm assuming, does Khalil Mack have more tackles for loss?
Impact.
Because what's the difference in terms of their tackles
for loss? I've got to go really far players? Down the list to find Khalil Mack. No, not even close.
So Khalil Mack is under in both of them?
By a lot.
Okay, so those are the two most important stats.
Those are the two most important.
For an outside linebacker, especially if he lines up where Khalil Mack lines up.
The only pass rush. Shaquille Barrett has 16.5 sacks. Let's go. Chandler Jones at 2 with 15. Cameron Jordan.
Daniel Hunter with 13.5.
Cameron Jordan at 13.5. Daniel Hunter at 13.5. All four of them made the Pro Bowl. All four of them are probably going to start.
TJ Watt is an outside linebacker, too, at 13.
Yeah, well, this is conference-oriented. He can only go by NFC. Outside linebacker. Oh. So let's see. Oh, here we hit number 6. Preston Smith, Green Bay. Oh, 11.5.
Ah, there it is, Hayden. Oh, no, that's why he's mad.
No, I said I wasn't going to give one. Preston Smith. More sacks, more tackles for loss, more interceptions, same amount of forced fumbles. Okay. Let's go down here.
Eric Armstead.
Defensive end, buddy.
Oh, my bad. Miles Garrett.
Oh, Zadarius Smith, AFC.
I was just naming him.
Z'Darrius Smith, Green Bay's outside linebacker. More sacks, more tackles for loss. Doesn't have more turnovers.
I found out he's hurt.
But...
Well, let's be honest. This anger is going to come from a Packers player being snubbed.
Both of them got
If he snubbed. Has the stats to back it up, I'm not mad at
let's
it.
See, I'm just going to keep going up. Z'Darrius Smith had 10 sacks. Miles Garrett also had 10. Josh Allen had 10 for a rookie. He'd probably win Defensive Rookie of the Year if Nick Bosa didn't exist. Robert Quinn, Mario Addison,
you know, I'm pretty sure Phillips. He was my pick for Rookie of the Year this year, too.
Justin Houston. No, I'm just going to skip
Did we pick a Defensive Rookie of the Year? Because I doubt we did.
No, we didn't. Matt Ioannidis, Max. Oh, hey, number 22. The guy Oakland drafted to replace Khalil Mack. He's above Khalil Mack now. 8.5 sacks, 17 tackles for loss. Really good against the run. 3 interceptions. Wow. Keep going, though. Matthew Judon, Clay Matthews, Yannick Ngakoue, Cameron Hayward. Oh, there's Khalil Mack at 31st.
Go ahead and finish your stat because you dig that deep. So just go ahead.
Khalil Mack, 7.5 sacks, 12 tackles for loss.
Okay, so what's the player that you put in over Khalil Mack?
Preston Smith from Green Bay at 11.5 sacks.
Being unbiased, that's who you put in?
Yeah. Because that's the next highest NFC player with sacks. And he's got 4 more than Khalil Mack. He's got more turnovers than Khalil Mack. Same amount of tackles for loss, but more tackles. But yeah, Khalil Mack gets in on name recognition, even though he's had a bad season. Especially by his pay grade.
I mean, I'll take your word for it, because you did more research than I did on this. I only really looked up Julian Edelman.
I saw Khalil Mack there, and I was amazed because the Packers only got 2 people, and I'm like, dang, did Aaron Rodgers not make it? Because I assume Preston Smith made it. No, Khalil Mack made it somehow. That's interesting.
I'll be honest, I tried to make an argument for Aaron Rodgers not making it, but I couldn't come up with
one. Honestly, I was kind of surprised he made it. I mean,
there isn't really another quarterback in the NFC I would put in over him. Like, because I thought about it. I was like, okay, that might be Aaron Rodgers make it. Might be my surprise, but
I'd also like to point out he has 7.5 sacks. He has 2 games where he has 2 sacks. So outside of those 2 games, he has 3.5 sacks for the whole season.
Yeah. Nick, do you think Aaron Rodgers will actually play in the Pro Bowl this year?
No, he doesn't play in Pro Bowls.
I think that's lame.
He played in his first 2, and I mean, you played in 2 of them. Why play in the others?
Is it going to be in Orlando this year, or is it going to be in Miami? Oh, not Miami. Hawaii. I guess it could be in Miami. Might as well. They should leave it in Hawaii, though. I don't know why they would change that.
It's also funny that Khalil Mack got absolutely shut up against the Packers. 0 sacks, 0 tackles for loss.
Yeah, I mean, did let's see. I'm trying to look through the list here and see if I can see anything else.
Yeah, overrated player, but that's okay.
Did Aaron Donald make it?
Aaron Donald did make it. Of course he did.
Okay, yeah, I see him right there.
Another great year as always.
And he's being triple teamed as well, so.
Yeah, yeah, he gets 3 to 4 blockers. He gets the left guard, right guard, center, the tight end chip, the running back block.
Grady Jarrett of the Atlanta Falcons. I would not have thought that he might be having a good year. So I do want to point out, as we continue this conversation, the Baltimore Ravens, 12 players,
yeah.
A record in the Pro Bowl
for most. Didn't players. Kansas City get 11 a few years ago?
Yes.
Like when they went they went
2-14, something like that.
Yeah, I remember that year.
Wild times. And I think they changed the Pro Bowl system after that to make the fan vote less important. Because if we're being honest, a 2-14 team should not have 11 players make it to the Pro Bowl. But yeah, Johan, is there anything you want to add to this?
Or are you good? I mean, I didn't really get a chance to look at the list. So
Brady did not make it to the Pro Bowl.
He shouldn't. I mean, if I'm other than Hightower and Gilmore, I don't know who else would have made it. Edelman's having a solid
Matthew
year.
Matthew Slater even, made it on your special teams unit.
Special teams goat.
So he's a starter, by the way. So I guess all special teams players would probably have the starter logo next to them.
But yeah, I mean, other than those three, I wouldn't have given it to anybody else just because I mean, the McCourties are all right, but what? Inca, Earl, Jamal, I wouldn't put Devin over him.
I just want to play a quick little game. Do you mind, Hayden?
It's going to make me name the whole Patriots team. Okay, let's do
it. Hey, Johan.
What?
Who does Frank Clark play for?
Frank Clark plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. Ooh, he did, Seattle. Wow. He's out of Seattle, but he's defensive
end. No, he plays for the Chiefs.
Okay, yeah, he was traded this year, defensive end for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Who does Brett Kern play for?
That one I don't know.
Oh, all right.
Do you want me to name every single player?
No, I'm just going through here, see if I can find somebody you
want. No, we don't want to listen to you struggle all with right. that.
So let's move on to these picks. Wait, hang on. How about Tress Way? You know who he plays for?
No.
Okay, it's okay. Let's move on to picking these teams.
Brett Kern's a punter. What the fuck do I need to know him for?
He's an all-pro punter.
As if I give a damn.
Hey, listen, dude. Punters are weapons.
Let's see. Plays for the Titans. I hope he enjoys the Pro Bowl because he's missing the playoffs.
Ooh. Yeah, well, hey,
dude, punters are an essential part of a team. You don't have a good punter. You're kind of screwed.
Let's move on to week 16. The second to last week of the year, sadly. And it doesn't get kicked off on a Thursday, guys. It gets kicked off on a Saturday at 1:00 between the Texans and the Bucks. I'm actually excited about this game. This game could be fun.
Could see some fireworks.
I have a question. Have the Bucks been officially eliminated from the playoffs?
In the NFC, they have to. Yeah, they have been.
Okay.
There's no way they weren't. Yeah. Week.
Okay. Okay. I just need to ask that question. AFC, they might be still in it.
No, they'd be in, like, competition for a fucking one seed at this rate.
I'll be honest, though.
First round by Tennessee, Buccaneers, here we come.
I'm picking the Bucs to win this game. Houston's hot and cold. It just depends on the week.
They're
it's
yes
like Knicks fantasy
no.
team. They're boom they're one out. Week, they're bust.
They're up and they're next. Down.
So I'm going with Tampa.
The wrong one. Interesting. I'll pick Tampa Bay, too, just because I need James to toss, like, 9 touchdowns so I can win my fantasy league. I work
Johan?
League.
So we're both going with the upset.
Oh, I haven't
here.
Even given the odds. My bad.
I'm doing it out of desperation because I need James to have one more game, James.
Let's see. Give me one second.
One more score.
I have to pull
As you
up
guys
the
can see,
odds.
Johan was not prepared.
Buccaneers or Texans are 3-point favorites on the road. I'm still gonna give. I'm gonna give it to the Texans, but I think that it'll be a shootout. It'll be a fun one for sure. Moving on, the Buffalo Bills travel to New England.
Another tough Saturday game at 4:30.
Tough game on the road in December. The Buffalo or the Patriots are 6.5-point favorites at home.
I mean, I'm picking the Patriots.
Yeah. Until the Bills prove they can beat the Patriots, they're not going to beat the Patriots.
I think it's still going to be what's the over under? 38.
Ooh, yes, that's
that sounds about right.
Deserving.
I mean, I don't see this. I don't see any. I mean, if the Buffalo Bills are making the Patriots look bad on offense, I don't know what the what. I mean, the Bills are probably going to make us look even worse. But the way the defense is playing, or I mean, we beat them earlier in the year because of the defense, so. It'll probably have to be the same. It'll be a boring ass game.
Oh, I see. You're gonna Patriots, though.
Yeah. I'm not gonna watch it. Fuck that.
You're not gonna watch it.
What the fuck do I want to do watching a Patriots game?
You don't want to watch your favorite team play.
It's not his favorite team. Stop.
Yeah, man. I'm a Ravens fan now.
I mean, certainly not a Patriots.
If that actually happens, I
already have my Lamar Jackson jersey. I bought it earlier.
Fuck you. Don't even joke about that. So the late Saturday game at 8:15, the Rams play the 49ers in Santa Clara.
49ers, 6.5-point favorites at home.
This won't be an easy game for the Niners, but I do think they pull it out in the end, so I'm going to go with the Niners.
Interesting. Just because I want the Packers to get the one seed, I'll pick the Rams, because the Rams need to win this game.
49ers won this game pretty easily the first time, and the Rams still, I mean, I'm taking the 49ers. The Rams look like a mess Sunday, and yeah, it's not going to get any better. Would you guys say the Rams are a weird team with a winning, like, they're 8-6, it just doesn't feel like it. I put them and the Cowboys in the same boat where, like, their records don't have the same vibe as it should.
Yeah, it feels like the Rams are worse than 8-6.
Yeah, like if you told me like the Rams were like 6-8, if you flip their record, I'd be like, yeah, I believe it. I believe they're a losing record, but they're 8-6, and I'm kind of stunned about that.
Yeah. Alrighty, so moving on to Jacksonville at Atlanta.
Battle of 2 5-9 teams. Falcons 7-point favorites at home. I think
seems really high.
Yeah, but the Jags haven't scored over 21, or I think the most that they scored is like 20 points.
I don't know if Johan just cut out. But
we've lost Johan. The Jaguars don't have a good offense, and the Falcons seem to love playing when there's something to play for. So I'm going to pick
the Falcons. Yeah, I'm taking the Falcons.
I will as well. Oh, Johan is here.
Yeah. Okay. The last time the Jaguars scored over 20 points, so would be week 8 against the Jets.
Already. That could happen here because the Falcons defense is
but they're playing inspired for some reason out there. 5-9.
Dude, you gotta keep Dan Quinn around. He's a player's coach.
Hey, you move him from he takes away those responsibilities of defensive coordinator and defense is flourishing.
Maybe, just maybe, Dan Quinn wasn't a good defensive coordinator. It was just the all-time defense he was working with.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. All right.
Maybe.
So we will move on to the Cartoon Network game of the week between the Dolphins and the Bengals.
I heard this one's actually been moved to Disney XD.
Oh, okay.
Dolphins are a one-point favorite at home.
The new episode of Amazing World of Gumball had a scheduling conflict.
I'm pretty sure it's a Cartoon Network show.
Yes, that's why he said that.
Oh, I thought you said Disney XD.
That's why I got
with you, mother.
Johan just ruined your joke because he didn't understand it.
Hey, it's
Johan's too dumb for comedy.
it's been a long day.
No, it has.
Yes, it has.
All right, guys. I don't want to go first.
47-point over under. Wow.
I'm letting you guys go first, and I'm gonna pick last because I have no fun.
This has Ryan Fitzpatrick. Go ahead, Johan. Putting up all-time stats. I'm picking the Dolphins.
All right. Fuck it. I'm picking the Bengals.
What are the chances the Dolphins stick with Fitzpatrick? We can all pick the Dolphins.
Pretty high. Likely.
Wait for Trevor Lawrence.
Has Fitzpatrick played for every Florida team? Has he played for the Jags yet?
No.
No.
That should be his next endeavor.
Teams he hasn't played for.
He's played for 10, though.
That should be his next team.
Alrighty, so we'll move on to the Ravens at the Browns.
Ravens 10-point favorites on the road.
Pretty obvious who we're all going to pick
here. Which is interesting because the Browns beat them earlier in the year. Pretty, you know, it was one. It wasn't really a close game. But I'm going to take the Ravens.
Assuming Nick's doing the same thing.
I won't be spicy. The Browns aren't beating the Ravens twice.
Nick will probably get spicy with this pick. Saints-Titans. Because he has heavy interest in it. Yeah, Saints at the Titans. I'm just going to go ahead and pick the Saints.
Let me see the...
Man, my two loves...
The Saints are three-point favorites.
My two worlds, Michael Thomas and Ryan Tannehill. Ugh.
Well, Nick, the Titans have to win this game for them to make it to the playoffs.
They do. It's a must win. And we all know how clutch Ryan Tannehill is.
I'm assuming Johan's going to go my way on this with the Saints.
Oh, I'll pick the Titans.
Okay, wow, that's where I thought you were going. He's doing it.
Ryan, you know they call him Ryan Tannehill because he kills it.
Not last week.
Yeah, well.
Johan, are you going to officially go ahead and pick the Saints? Or no?
I think I might go with Nick on this one. As much as I want to go with the Saints.
No. No, pick the Saints.
No, I'm picking the Titans in this one.
You're
not allowed. Hayden, home game. Tough home game in December. Tennessee, at home. You got to win these.
Nashville.
These are the ones you got to win, man.
Must it win is, to get into the playoffs.
It is a must win. Well, I don't understand how it's funny. I don't get it.
You don't understand, Nick. It's okay.
I've got Johan levels of comedic understanding, so.
All right, so we'll move on to the Will Greer Show in Indianapolis. The Panthers take on the Colts.
Boxy season! hold up!
Yeah,
three Panthers quarterbacks walk into a bar. Who leaves last? Who's the last one out?
It's definitely Kyle Allen.
Yo, I need, what is it? What's her name? Aaron, thank you. I forgot her name. But Aaron Andrews, I need her to be like, yeah, you know, Will Greer, a lot of good things from the coaching staff. They say he's the first one in, first one out. He has a lot of, or last one out, has a lot of moxie that we could call BS later on and be like, didn't you say that about Kyle Allen earlier in the season?
Hey, Aaron Andrews is too good for this game, okay? We're going to get, like, the fucking, like, F like, commentators for this game. The Colts are going to win.
So, Booger?
Yeah, Booger McFarland's going to take control of this one. Who knows? Greg Olsen, even though he's a good commentator, might be like, fuck
Colts,
it.
Colts 6.5-point favorites game. At home. Dolphins, yeah, I'm going to take the Colts in this one.
Wait, what are their fate? What's the
six
line?
6.5.
Okay, that's fair. Panthers are ass without Cam Newton. So, Nick, what do you think?
Yeah, that's why they're bad. Panthers are going to ruin their draft stock more and win another game.
Oh.
What do you mean ruin their draft stock more?
They even bring them farther away.
Well, yeah, they did this last year, actually. They decided to win the last game of the season. But we'll move on. The Giants play in Washington against the Redskins.
Redskins are 2.5-point favorites at home.
This was a candidate for Cartoon Network Game of the Week, but it did not make it.
Since the original Cartoon Network game got moved to Disney XD, this one also was in contention to get moved to Disney
XD.
This
was the Noggin Game of the Week.
But since Disney XD was already occupied, this had to go to Nick Jr.
Nick Jr. at 7 a.m., by the way.
Cubo Game of the Week.
I'm going to... Honestly, fuck it. I'm going to go with the Redskins. I don't know why.
Racist. No, use the R word.
Is Daniel Jones going to play this game, or are they just going to let Eli run? Just roll it out?
Eli has to get his record over 500, so he's going to play in this game. And playing the Redskins is your best chance to do it, so.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Giants in this one.
Nick?
Although,
I don't like Eli Manning, but...
although I'm cheering for an Adrian Peterson breakout last two games so he can get to 1,000 yards.
I believe last week he actually became the fourth.
The Washington R words are going to win this game.
Okay.
All right, so Nick's on my side. But yeah, Adrian Peterson, I think, got the fourth most rushing touchdowns.
Yeah. My dad doesn't think he's a Hall of Famer, actually. My dad, Joe Hahn, have equivalent football knowledge.
No, I'm pretty sure. Makes sense. Whoa. No, I would have never said Peterson isn't a Hall of Famer. Right.
I insulted my dad by saying that.
I would have never said that Peterson is not a Hall of Famer. If Christian Ponder makes the playoffs, it's not because of him. It's because somebody else is doing the magic.
If Adrian Peterson played for the Patriots, would Joe Hahn know who that is?
No, that's absolutely not.
So move on. Pittsburgh plays
in New York. I can't even name all our running backs. I actually can't.
Play the Jets. You should be able to name the running backs.
James White, Rex Burkhead, Sonny Michel, Brandon Bolden.
I feel like you guys don't have a fifth running back.
On. Did I already say Damon Harris? No? Okay.
Sure. Pittsburgh plays in New York. Let's all go with the Steelers, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Johan, Steelers?
Yeah. Must win on the road up north.
Detroit in Denver. What do you guys think?
This game's going to blow.
Fuck you.
I'm taking the Broncos. Lock it in.
Nick?
No, nobody? Got it. Okay. Nope. I was told that my heat was shitty, but...
Because it is.
Broncos 6.5-point favorites, by the way, so yeah. Hey, man, that's my lock of the week. There we go. The Broncos. My Drew lock of the week. They're going to come... 6.5.
There's no games you want to bet your house on.
No.
Yeah, don't do it. So move on to the game of the week, the 405 Chargers game.
The classic. The Raiders are going to win.
The Raiders in LA, there's probably going to be like 80% Raiders fans there. And yeah, I think the Raiders are going to win. Johan? Jordan, you score last every time. Yeah,
Chargers
still
are 6-point favorites, man. That's so high. You'd think they'd learned the lesson by now. Yeah, I'm gonna take
the Chargers are 6-point favorites?
Yeah.
All right, guys.
That's the bet the house. Yeah, all right. That's the bet the house right here.
Get ready the mortgages.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be a road game for them. You getting them 6 points?
What is that? That's like a 6-hour drive, wouldn't it be? It's like 4 hours from...
I mean... And there's still a bunch of Raiders fans in LA, Los Angeles anyways. So there's more Raiders fans in LA than there are Charger fans.
It's going to be like the black hole in
That's not
LA.
Even a joke.
Dude, they're going to sell out StubHub and it's going to be all, they're going to be playing, what is it? The auto win is a Raider after the end of the game, at the end of the game.
Honestly.
Remember what was it? The Steelers had their, the Steelers had their fight song played. It's going to happen again. So both of y'all are taking the Raiders. Yeah. I believe you. I'm going to take the Raiders in this one as well. That's so disgusting. Pick the Chargers 6.
Alrighty. So in the 425 game of the week with your boy Joe Buck.
Wait, hold up. Do y'all think this is going to be... So how does this end? The Chargers just lose straight up or... We get a game losing drive by Phillip Rivers. I would love another one before the season ends.
This game's going to be close. I think the Raiders will probably
midfield last from the Chargers.
Oh, I was going to say the Raiders win at the last second with the touchdown.
Bro, I need another really bad Chargers loss where it's like embarrassing, because those are some fun. They find funny ways to lose. I'll give them that. All right.
They do. They always do. And that's why the 405 window is a special place for them.
Can somebody explain how the Cowboys always end up playing the 425 game? This could be a Sunday nighter, to be fair.
It could be, but neither of these teams deserve to be on Sunday night.
Yeah, not with their fucking play.
So, I'm gonna delegate to you guys for a second, because I don't know who I'm going to pick.
Cowboys are 2.5-point favorites on the road.
So most of the ESPN actually is picking the Cowboys. So I just want to point that out.
When they played earlier in the season, the Eagles lost 37-10. I remember that. That was a bad Sunday nighter.
Joanne, who are you picking?
I just think that the Eagles are just so... I mean, I don't think that the Eagles really want to make the playoffs, if I'm being honest. The way that they're...
Why not?
Because their receiving corps is just so beat up. What are they going to do?
They made it last year at 9-7.
Yeah, but, dude, they're so beat up right now. I don't think they can.
They beat the Bears in the playoffs. That's not much of an accomplishment.
They almost had, but they did play the Saints down to the wire.
That's true. That is true.
I don't know, man. I don't think the Eagles should really make the playoffs. Like, if they do it, it'll just...
Should the Cowboys make
the playoffs? No, neither of these teams should. What I'm saying is, like, at least the Cowboys have a much healthier squad. Like, Carson Wentz is throwing it to AAF receivers. Like...
And they still have the same record.
No, and it's impressive. It's impressive. I'm going to take the Cowboys in this one because I don't think either of these teams deserve to make the playoffs. Even though the Cowboys destroyed the Rams. But, like, man... This is something every single year. Something's gotta give in this division. What is one of them actually gonna be good?
Yeah, whatever. I don't know, man.
Like, I get the Eagles have won. I get that the Giants have won one this decade. But, like, dude, this division has been pathetic for like the last 10 years.
So I'm gonna go ahead and pick the Cowboys. And the funny thing is, if the Cowboys win this game, they clinch the division and can rest their players next week and be 8-8. And they pretty much get a bye. So that's the NFC East for you guys. Cowboys get a bye next week if they win. Isn't that shitty?
And so they get a home game if they win this.
And they get a home game. So you look at teams like the Seahawks and the 49ers, they're going to have to play week 17. The Cowboys will not if they win.
I'll put it up. I'll take the Cowboys winning in the playoffs off some bullshit. I could see them pulling
against the
they did it last year. They did it last year where
West
the
loser.
They did it last year where they weren't that much of an amazing team in the Seahawks, and they lost and they beat the
but
Seahawks.
The Seahawks are better this year, and the Cowboys are worse. The Seahawks should win that game.
They should, but think about it. The Rams destroyed the Seahawks the week before. The Rams go into Dallas, get absolutely destroyed.
Would you bet on Seattle losing that
no,
game?
No, I wouldn't, but I'm just saying, any given Sunday.
I mean, it's possible, but it should
I'm going to have to move you all along here. The Seattle Seahawks, the Arizona Cardinals are going to play.
Seahawks are 9.5.
Easy money. Yeah. Go ahead and pick the Seahawks, everyone.
I assume same thing with the next game.
Start Jacob Hollister in all your fantasy games.
The next game, you would think on first look it'd be a terrible Sunday night game, but it's going to be interesting to see Patrick.
I wish we got this game last year.
I wish this game happened earlier in the year before the Bears became shit. But yeah, I think we're all picking the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
All right. So honestly, the Monday Night Football game, the game of the week. Packers play the Vikings. Nick, do you know if the Vikings win this game, if they would pass the Packers?
No, they wouldn't pass the Packers.
They would or would not?
Would not.
Okay, so the Packers have to lose out in order for the Vikings to win the division.
Correct.
And the Packers win, probably play the Lions next, right?
Yeah, they do. The Packers clinch the division with a win.
All right.
Primetime Kirk Cousins.
So the primetime Kirk Cousins, the Vikings. Well, Kirk Cousins, I don't know if you said it already, but it was 4.5 for the Vikings as of yesterday. Johan, is that still?
Yeah, same.
Accurate. Still. Okay.
Yeah, it's a. This game is a battle of winless records. Kirk Cousins has never won on Monday night. Aaron Rodgers has never won in the whatever stadium the Vikings play in is called.
U.S. Bank?
U.S. Bank. He's 0-3.
For me, if Dalvin Cook doesn't play...
Oh, they're done.
Vikings are screwed.
Yeah.
Y'all don't trust Boone or Madison?
Not against the Packers run defense, no.
They won't do enough to overcome Kirk Cousins. For me, I'm going to assume Dalvin Cook doesn't play, and I think Aaron Rodgers gets his first win in U.S. Bank Stadium.
Packers 24th. I think Dalvin Cook does play. Allowed.
And the Packers still win. So.
Johan, what do you think? And we can give our score predictions after Johan picks.
I'm going to take... I want chaos, Minnesota.
Alrighty. So, score predictions, since the Monday night game, I'm going to go with a little bit of a low-scoring one. 24-17.
I was gonna go 2017 Vikings. So
I went 27-26 Packers.
Alrighty, so Nick, you have a close game. So do you, Johan. I guess my game is a one possession game, but I think it'll be a little more in the Packers' favor.
I don't know. I think that the Vikings just depend on the run on this one, and it just I don't know. This game could get out of hand early, I think. If it gets out of hand, it's going that the Packers are going to be the ones leading if it gets out of hand. So, who knows?
So, honestly, guys, if you're listening to these picks and you're betting, bet on me, my picks, because I'm leading the current thing. So,
well, that's because I have 2 zeros. You know.
Hey, if we go by percentage, you're still lowest by far, which is the best way to measure it.
Yeah, because it's counting the 16 zeros I have.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because I have 2 weeks where I didn't put.
Okay, well, sorry you didn't submit, okay?
But, yeah, sorry. I have better things to do than pick virtual football games.
So, yeah, I'm still ahead of Johan, though. That's undisputed right there. Because me and Johan have picked all the games. So.
Terrible sports talk show.
That's your part. All right,
is there anything.
No.
Anything you guys want to say to end it? Wrap it up?
No, I think I'm good.
Any hot takes, last comments?
Klomax, an overrated player. I mean, just the usual.
All right, are we going to end it with that?
Yep.
So you're happy the Packers did not get him?
Well, in hindsight, the amount of people they wouldn't have if they got him might be more detrimental to the team.
So yes or no?
Yeah, I am.
All right, there you guys have it. Nick did not want Khalil Mack.
At the time I did, but those draft picks that we didn't end up losing turned out very well. Our secondary would be even worse than it used to be. And so, we wouldn't have salary cap to re-sign Aaron Rodgers.
The Bears being perceived as the worst team actually helped you guys out. So you can thank the Bears for that.
Yeah, thank you, Raiders, for accepting the Bears draft picks instead.
All righty, well, Johan, I'll give it to you to close out the podcast.
Well, it's been another episode.
Got nothing important to say.
Are you done?
No.
Keep going, then.
So how about the UEFA round of 16 draw? You like it, Johan?
I don't like that we're playing Man City.
I don't like that we're playing Bayern either. But you
hopefully
know.
You guys lose.
But
bad things happen to good people.
Hopefully Pulisic takes. I don't like Chelsea, but I want him to go off.
You don't like Chelsea because America. I like them. That's the only reason.
Oh, honestly. You're the only reason I dislike the Packers. I like the Packers before I met you. So.
All right, join the fandom. Join the craze.
I'll just cheer for my U.S. guy. That's it.
Your U.S. guy. Well, you can't cheer for Man United in the Champions League, so.
Well, you know, yeah, it's because they suck.
It's like a big dick.
It's okay. Johan, wrap this thing up.
Well.
Wrap up your mom.
Johan, you're going to have to be more serious.
This has been another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast, guys. Thank you for listening. Please like and subscribe. Share to all your friends and family, to your coworkers. And yeah, we'll see y'all next week. Enjoy this weekend. Enjoy the football games. We'll see you back here next week.
Look out for my DMs.